On this special weekend, we sing thanks for those who let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. We give heartfelt thanks to all those who have courageously sacrificed and loved beyond belief to help us change into our true and best selves. Lift up somebody in your heart who has done that for you. Recently, Caitlyn Jenner publicly transitioned into being a woman. Caitlyn grew up as a boy named Bruce. And we older folks remember Bruce as a world-class athlete winning the decathlon gold medal in 1976. And younger generations don't have that marker, but they know Bruce as the husband and father on the Kardashian family on reality TV. And over the years, Caitlyn, as she now calls herself, came to accept, she says, my brain and soul are much more female than male. And for all intents and purposes, you can say that I am a female. Now that she has publicly declared herself a woman, Caitlyn says, it's great because I just can't live a lie anymore. And I'm so happy after such a long journey to be living my true self. Well, change is the spiritual theme of the month, and I want to say perhaps it's most accurate to say that Caitlyn did not change herself, but because she says she's been like this her whole life. But rather, she changed how she accepted herself. She changed how she asks to be perceived and referred to by other people. And I am so happy and impressed that Caitlyn declared her truth for many reasons, including that as a person of international fame, Caitlyn has the power to make at least a bit more space for hundreds of thousands of people in the United States, possibly millions of people around the world, probably. The estimate is that there are 700,000 transgender adults and kids in the United States alone. I want to start by saying something that I think we liberals, progressives, need to lead with. If you're confused about transgender issues, if you don't really understand pieces of it, do not worry. We can all be, I get confused about GLBT stuff. We just have to be, we have to be one of the key places to create a conversation of respect and care and keep learning together. The Unitarian Universalist curriculum, Our Whole Lives, is an excellent place for any of us to look. It teaches that individuals have any combination of biological sex, which includes body, the physical body, gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. And all four of these concepts are the spectrum, they're not binaries either or, and they're far more than two options. So the term transgender is often used as a broad term for individuals whose biological sex, including physical body, and gender identity are not in alignment. So Caitlyn has the biological sex of a man and declares herself gender identity a woman. And I say, God bless her, and more power to her. I know there is a lot of conversation on in all parts about how this happened, how Caitlyn came out and declared her space. Some say the way she presents herself a little bit dolled up, I didn't know how to say this in the pulpit, does not represent feminist ideals that many people want to promote. Some say they don't want this role model coming out of the Kardashian show, which is, to some, a shallow show. So for me, on those two things, I say this is a great way to get into more communities who have not been thinking about transgender issues. This is not just in some little small idiosyncratic lesbian folk song circuit conversation. This is now out there. This is great. This is a lot more people talking about it, and some say it's a publicity stunt. Well, Bruce always was a marketing genius. The Wheaties box, the Kardashians, and Caitlyn's going to be a marketing genius. And once again, it'll get the conversation out there more. The privilege Caitlin has with skin and money makes it easier for her than a poor person of color who's transgender. But let's be clear. By coming out of the closet, Caitlin has put herself in the crosshairs of people who hate and live out their hatred with violence. This is courageous, regardless. Human beings can die. The statistics of hate crimes are tough to come by, but the FBI reports that over 1,000 hate crimes happen against GLBT folks every year. Those are the reported documented cases. Who knows how many undocumented. Caitlin coming out is a call to action for the churches, the schools, the medical centers to change, improve our skills, our capacity to serve transgender folks respectfully and effectively. We have to keep learning and growing. And we Unitarian Universalists have to keep leading the way. We have been leading the way on GLBT. In the religious landscape of America, it's a low bar of what leading the way means, but we have been courageous and working hard for decades. We should be proud in gay and lesbian issues of the role we played in marriage equality. We have fought our butts off for decades for this, and finally America doesn't have to be embarrassed anymore in the international scene after what the Supreme Court did. And I want to announce, many don't know, next weekend many of the 1,000 UU churches around the country are doing gay marriages all at the same time on the 11th and 12th, and this is one of the places, and Reverend Daniel and I are helping. If you know anybody who wants to get married here because now they can, give them a call. But it's an important symbol and action. And we know with these victories, Caitlin being able to come out, marriage equality happening, homophobia and transphobia are still alive and well, moving. And we have to become the true Unitarian Universalists that we always have been called to be but never quite have been. People committed to living out a faith that says God boldly loves all people. People committed to a faith that says everybody has inherent dignity and worth. There's a lot of fear in American culture today. So we have to be courageous and not fear and keep stepping up. We're going to have opportunities in the public discourse, but we're also going to have opportunities in the private moments, which can be a little tougher. Caitlin coming out, I'll bet we're going to have all of us in the coming year more family reunions, more birthday parties where transgender justice comes up, more block parties where it's going to come up, more water cooler conversations in the office where it comes up. That's where you can speak out your UU faith. And it's probably going to take a little courage, and you can do it. I want to thank so many transgender folks who have been stepping up to tell people their truth. We do not always understand. We're bumping our heads and trying to learn our way. But let's all just stick together. If you are transgender, or if you know somebody who is transgender, we want folks to know this church is committed to learning and changing, and we stand with you and for you. Tell everybody. Now, people this week have reminded me that I am a straight white male who likes football and hamburgers. And that is Mike. So I want to, however, in that point, it's absolutely true. I do basically wear a purse, I want everybody to know. Since I worked with refugees 20 years ago, I wear a mochila, which is basically like wearing a purse. And every man needs a purse, but that's not a transgender issue. But no, I do not know the struggles of living as a gay or transgender person in a homophobic, transphobic world. I don't know the challenges of living as a person of color. I have a lot of privilege, period. And I know that as a white, straight ally, I must stay committed to learning, never thinking I got it. I have arrived. I always have to keep changing, adapting, growing, and strengthening. And I know that homophobia and racism are not the exact same thing. But that being said, on this 4th of July, I have to say that I see parallels of how systems of oppressions continue to work in America and people being labeled as other and too often being kept down and out. It's tenacious. Langston Hughes speaks to me on this birthday weekend of our nation, looking around the country where so many of us love this country so much and we see so much begging for change. So many hearts are begging for change. Too many people are being fooled and pushed apart from each other. Too many folks bearing slavery scars continually re-injured by organized racism. Too many immigrants, women, children, gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual folks clutching on to hope, which is too often snatched away by tragic events. This is the year of the video documentation of people of color suffering chokings and shootings by police officers around the nation in so many places that most of us lose track. The deep horror of a white man entering a black church in Charleston, South Carolina, sitting in Bible study for an hour with a group of nine folks before standing up, pulling out a gun, and killing all of them point blank. Now, I have to say, in my opinion, it would be impossible to find a more sacred shrine than an African Methodist Episcopal Church in America. You can find shrines, but you can't find... During slavery, these churches were praise houses for folks to come and pray. They were rest stops for fleeing slaves. This is where people organized during Reconstruction in the Civil Rights Movement. And it was viciously attacked. And since the June 17th Mother Bethel attack, the sacred church, six black churches have been burned in the South since June 17th to July 5th. And at least three are being investigated as arson. And I know I'm not alone. I am tired of this in America in 2015. Exhausted. And these are acts of terrorism. Terrorism's a big word. That's terrorism designed to incite fear and divisions. So we have to name all that on this 4th of July where America is not living up to being America. And we have to name the miracles of faith and courage and love that never cease to amaze. The resiliency of the human spirit is amazing. Many of the people who lost family to the murder at the AME church met the accused shooter in the court and spoke words of forgiveness to him. Miracles. Some people don't believe they meant what they said, or I absolutely believe what they meant, what they said. I think that's the power of church and faith. Huge numbers of people in the city of Charleston, the state of South Carolina, the United States have shown revulsion at the heinous acts of terror. And now we have another little chance, like post 9/11, to be in this period of more thoughtful, deep examination. The window is open. 9 days ago, President Obama preached the eulogy for Reverend Clementa Pinckney. Every American should watch that eulogy. The eulogy for the pastor who was murdered with his eight congregants. President Obama said it would be a betrayal of everything Reverend Pinckney stood for to slip now into a comfortable silence. Once the eulogies have been delivered, once the TV cameras have moved on, to go back to business as usual. That's what we so often do. To avoid uncomfortable truths about the prejudice that still infects our society, to settle for symbolic gestures without following up with hard work for lasting change. It would be a refutation of the forgiveness offered by the families. That is how we lose our way again, the president said. And the president encouraged us to seek different directions than those. He said, justice grows out of the recognition of seeing others, ourselves in each other. Justice grows out of the recognition of seeing ourselves in the other. So if you're feeling powerless about what's going on in your country, just take the time during your day in the coming days and look people in the eye. Show them respect. Show them care. You can do that every day, just like little Leonardo. The president said, by acknowledging the pain and loss of others and making the moral choice to change, we express God's grace. We all need to change. Change happens regardless. And we all need to change with courage and love into our true and best selves. I need to come out of the closet. Too often I hide behind my anger at homophobia and racism, and I need to show my tears and my vulnerabilities more. We need to keep changing. Take time this week and talk to someone about what do you need to change? What can you do to find some change in yourself? Let's all do that individual work. We need to change. Keep changing into a church which more fully builds beloved community for all souls in the surrounding neighborhoods in which we serve. It's a blessing that this afternoon we open up our doors to homeless families and welcome them when they come in. They're a blessing to come into our church. 2 weeks, we're going to have folks staying with us as sacred guests. We need to keep doing that work. We need to keep advocating, like we did this year, for an increase in police training and accountability. We need to keep advocating and increasing the pressure like we are to reduce severe, ridiculous prison sentencing in a racist prison industrial complex which plays itself out in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. We need to keep the pressure up to improve our public schools. The Confederate flag should be consigned to museums and history books. It should not be flown on respectful institutions anymore, as it represents a debasing of people and at least implicit support of violence against people of color. At General Assembly, and for the last month, our church has been handing out these wristbands, Black Lives Matter, to Unitarian Universalists. This is one of our flags. It's up on the front. It's not coming down for a long time. Our congregation is getting a new banner it will say USG supports marriage equality, love wins. That banner is going up as soon as it comes in. We're going to fly those flags, and we have wristbands. You can grab one if you want, and we'll be getting more to pass out to friends. These are symbols to show our commitment to doing the hard work of systematic change, seeking to make America a home where all people can be free to be themselves. The president ended his eulogy for Reverend Pinckney by singing Amazing Grace with the congregation. We will do the same now. It's 2:05 in your hymnal. Let's sing Amazing Grace as a way of embodying our prayers that America can be America again. We sing our prayer that America will be. Please stand as you are able. Like me.
thousand years, bright shining as the sun, shining like the sun. We know this way. Who sings? 'Cause sing it out. A sweet sound, saved a wretch like me, I once was lost, but now I am found by